He didn't. That is a misconception. I understand your point.
Yeah.
The fact is that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has repeatedly pointed out that Christianity was set on the course of deformity by St. Paul in the first instance. And once the ball was set in rolling in that direction, then ultimately, gradually it got corrupted into a religion which is no longer recognizable as the religion of Christ, peace be upon him. This is why when we discuss this subject with Christian scholars and Christian people in general, we prove it from the Bible that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, did not come to change the law. He himself positively commits himself to the teachings of Torah and says he did not come to change. This is why I mentioned that.
So all these changes that are said,
they came later on, much later. Like you see changes in among the Muslims. And the Islam is only 1300-1400 years old. And Christianity is 1980 some years old. So if Islam within our sight has changed so much that one section of the Muslims declaring themselves to be Muslims believe that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, was omniscient in character, he was omnipresent, knew everything, is present everywhere, and he was also, he had the knowledge of the future directly. Now this is the view of some Muslims. This is almost idolatry. And this is exactly what some other Muslims say. For instance, Wahhabis and Devbandis and Ahl-e Hadith, they say that whoever says such a thing about Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not only pakka kafir, he is one of the prime idolaters. He belongs to the idolatry of extreme form. So both these are Muslims. Under the title Islam, this is their view. These are their divergent views. So can you recognize one Islam? Knowing one, can you recognize the same Islam in the other? Obviously, the differences are fundamental. So this is what I mean. It is the time factor which changes religions. In fact, changes people and their views about religion. When the reformers come, they bring them back to the original source of purity. So this is what Masih, the earlier Masih, tried to do, and this is what we are doing under the guidance of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam.
So if we can't believe the Bible, the New Testament anyway, for whatever it says about Jesus Christ.
I don't say that. It is a matter of investigation and choice and careful study. The New Testament should not be rejected. In fact, when you study the New Testament, you will find enough evidence to support your view. So why should you reject New Testament? So instead of that, you choose such verses of the New Testament and pick out such arguments from New Testament as would support the view put forward by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and prove to the Christians that even from your own book, this is the picture of true Christianity which emerges. So anything contradictory to that is just your wrong interpretation. This is how we preach to Christians.